This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Here we go. It is hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we got a hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. Might be some very interesting content coming up from the Chief, if this break has been any indication of the conversation that's in store.
My algorithm just fed me a balls maxing technique. I don't know what people are injecting their nuts
You've
with.
Trying
with
to enlarge your balls
with saline, dude.
What I believe the algo on? Knows you well.
Yeah. Whose balls are that juiced?
I'm looking into it right now.
Eric's balls.
It's a mirror into your subconscious, my man.
Golly, bro.
I was explaining that to my 14-year-old the other day.
Balls maxing?
No, the algo. That conversation's for another day.
Oh,
I'm holding off on that one. Here's Woolchuck with the proper round trip.
All righty, let's go around the bases after this.
You don't know how to play first base. Scott?
Oh, that's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
You could tie it with one swing.
High drive! It's tied!
Boo! Yeah, baby. Kevin Walker's coming in here like he's got something important. You've been balls maxing.
He's got a balls maxing update.
He knows what's going on with the balls maxing. What are you seeing over there?
No, this can't be real. Are you kidding me?
What is it? What happened?
Okay, he's showing me something that involves a parting of ways with a local coach here. I just want to confirm that this is real before we start running away with it. But what the hell?
That is from the official Stein line. The Mavericks just announced they have mutually parted ways with Coach Jason Kidd.
Wow.
Whoa. Thank you, K-Dub.
This is quite
khaki, Kevin. I thought he was coming in with some balls maxing news.
Well, I thought we used
ball
is.
Sacking. Yeah. Wow. So, unbelievable, bro.
They have mutually parted ways with Jason Kidd.
That's some news, isn't it, boys?
That is quite interesting. It seemed like things were...
oh, my God.
And they must be willing... I mean, he's got... Just signed the extension. They're going to be paying him quite a bit of money. Now, Sham Sharania has also put this out. So we got double sources confirming this. Jason Kidd out as your head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I mean,
gracious.
Hey, he wanted to get... More control. Clearly, this is going to be a Masai Ujiri operation.
Are they just going to pay him for the next 4 years?
They must
be. I mean, mutual parting of ways suggests that there was some sort of negotiation towards a buyout.
Okay.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay.
You don't want me here anymore. Maybe a 50% or, you know, maybe some sort of compromise was made. It's, you know, if they had just fired him, then I would think that, yes, 100% of the cash. But, I mean, even then at this point that you're dealing with Adelson and Dumont money,
wow.
That's one of the benefits. If your GM decides we need to go in a different direction as head coach, your owner isn't saying, I can't pay two guys $5 million at the same time.
Is this the final step to the complete Luka purge?
Yeah,
as Atolo has suggested. Like, I wonder what all went into this. I can't imagine it was just simply, hey, you were around when the Luka trade happened, so we're getting rid of you. But...
I mean, I think he obviously wanted more control, front office control, right?
Yes,
I mean, if he was wanting to be president, now you've got Masai Ujiri, who has also implemented Mike Schmitz, who I believe is going to be on with the KNC Masterpiece on Thursday. So you've got a GM in place. I don't know what the future is. I don't know if they've decided yet for Matt Riccardi and Michael Finley. They've still been going out there. They were there at the NBA Combine last week. But this is very, very interesting, as they've put out a press statement from the team as well.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I wonder if this means Ujiri has a guy, he has his guy in mind that he wants to bring in. You know, whether that's a retread like a Thibodeau or bringing back a Sean Sweeney from the Spurs, who are having a tremendous amount of success right now.
They were highlighting Sweeney during the game last night. I mean, his fingerprints are all over that team defensively. Here's the press announcement from the Mavs. Jason has had a meaningful impact on the Dallas Mavericks, both as a Hall of Fame player and as the head coach who helped lead this franchise back to the NBA Finals, said President Masai Ujiri. We are thankful for Jason's leadership, his professionalism, and his commitment to the team. In my short time here, I've developed an enormous amount of respect for what he has built. He will always be an important part of the Mavs family. As we evaluate the future of our basketball program, we believe this is the right moment for a new direction for our team. We have high expectations for this franchise and responsibility to build a basketball organization capable of sustained championship contention. We will conduct a thorough, disciplined search for our next head coach and continue to evaluate our entire basketball operations staff to ensure we complete all the standard that the Mavericks expect and deserve for our fans.
Coach yet, bro.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You bummed about this, Lucius?
I mean, you don't even have a coach yet if you're going to make a move like that. At least have somebody lined up.
No, you're right.
Don't tell me you're about to do a coaching search. Like, it wasn't an emergency to get rid of Jason like that.
No, he's a legend with a franchise. Yeah. He proved in multiple playoffs that he could guide you through and properly motivate players. I wonder if we'll ever get the why on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the Mark Steins and the Tim McMahons of the world and the way they dig, I would imagine they will at some point give you some window into why this all took place. But I do wonder, like the 214 is wondering, like Kyrie and Cooper,
yeah,
Flag, like both loved Jason Kidd quite a bit. I can't remember who it was. Some national reporter was talking about how Kelly Flagg, Cooper Flagg's mom,
yeah,
like loves Jason, yep, Kidd, and that I think is because Cooper loves Jason Kidd. We know Kyrie loves Jason Kidd, so
maybe
like the Kyrie stuff that we've just assumed he's coming back. Maybe that's not the case. Kind of thought after the dust settled with Ujiri, the intro presser, he's meeting with Kidd. You would have thought shortly after that, the news would have broke if they were going to be parting ways. Like, is this a couple weeks of conversation that they just finally decided, you know what, let's just punt on this
thing?
It's
just not going to work, right? We just don't. Yeah. They must not agree totally on maybe the vision or what they're doing moving forward.
Ujiri, you know, is a guy who wants the power. That was part of the reason why I think he got ousted in Toronto. It was like, this dude just... He wants too much say in everything. Clearly, Dumont is handing him the keys to the organization. And if Kidd is, if there's a tug of war of power there, then that's not going to sit well. And so this is wild. I think a lot of Mavs fans, the super diehard, still crying themselves to sleep at night Luka fans, are probably celebrating like hell right now.
And there's some to be said for that. You know, like maybe it wasn't one thing, but it was a collection of things. Like, we can get a totally clean break from the people that wanted to move on from Luka, or the people that it's perceived wanted to move on from Luka. I don't know how responsible Jason Kidd was, but a number of fans still hold that against him. You know, then you have the power struggle, and he wanted to be GM. I would add that when he wanted to be GM of the Nets, they didn't let him, and that he and the team mutually parted ways so he could go coach the Bucks. But he wanted more control of that front office. So
right.
A lot of times, like, you can be happy with one job, but then they say, hey, there's a bigger job inside our organization, and you say, I want that job. And then when they don't give it to you, it's perceived as you don't see me as that important, you don't appreciate me, and there's another place that will give me that level of power that I'd rather go work. You know, and that's that pathology or psychology has defined Jason Kidd a decade ago.
Well, and I wonder,
why wouldn't it be true now?
There is a place in mind right now for him to go.
Yes.
You know, maybe he's got something lined up.
I was thinking
there's a handful of teams that need coaches right now.
Right.
I wonder how much of a commodity he is around the league.
Maybe you want to make a move, and it's for a player that doesn't want to play for Jason Kidd, but says, if you hire this coach, I will absolutely come.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that could explain this behind the scenes.
And look, the Cooper Flagg, like, that's great that he liked Jason Kidd. I don't think that it's 1 year. Cooper Flagg's going into year two. For Kyrie, I think that's a bigger deal right now than it is, like, for Cooper Flagg. I think this is the NBA. You know, it's a change of head coaches are going to happen here. The Kyrie stuff, that does now make me wonder, like, are they going to look to move Kyrie? Which I would hate, because I was excited to see Kyrie and Coop play together. I thought they'd be a perfect pairing.
I mean, unless a team is really willing to give you all the wood for Kyrie this offseason, I always visioned the idea that he would start the season, play with Cooper, build up the market a little bit, and then perhaps trade him at the deadline to a contending team, and you can build up his value a little bit, because I don't know, coming off the injury with that age, what the market would be for him. I mean, teams would want him, but would they give you as much now as they would if he's having like an all-star caliber season before the deadline? So
unless you just wanted to make sure you got something in place for this year's draft. That's the thing.
Oh, that's true. This year's draft,
with this draft class.
Yeah. And if they're going to draft a point guard of the future anyways, just start that ASAP.
Just look at maybe he's looking at the Spurs model here and saying, like, hey, you know, you got Harper, you've got Castle. You got Wendell.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wemby, like, you know, we believe that Cooper Flagg is a Wemby-level talent. Maybe, you know, I don't think that he's quite, nobody's Wemby, right? But, yeah, this is interesting.
Dang, dude. So Jason Kidd is fired.
Just wild. I mean, I just didn't see that coming. I figured this would have happened already.
And Ujiri does have the Nick Nurse notch on his belt as a guy that he hired in Toronto.
Yeah.
Who is a championship coach thanks to the Kawhi run that they went on, and is one of the best defensive-minded coaches in basketball. And so, I don't know, is that kind of the archetype that he would want to go for again? Another defensive-minded guy?
Yeah. Defensive-minded guy with big players. Big players who are athletes that can cover space and transition and defensively.
Yeah, and that's something that you see. I think our buddy Isaac Harris, who joined us last week from Locked On Mavs, he pointed this out last night, where just the guards that were on the floor last night for OKC and for the Spurs, they were all 6'5 or 6'6.
Yeah.
Like, so having bigger guards is clearly something that is trendy right now with the best teams in basketball. Kyrie is certainly a little bit undersized, and I don't know how much that is factoring in, but in terms of who they want to perhaps draft at the point guard spot in this year's draft, you'd probably be wanting to look at a guy who is at least 6'4. If not 6'5", 6'6", bigger guards.
4 years, over $40 million left on that deal.
What could Kyrie get you in trade? Like, if you're going to seriously consider doing that, and if Jason Kidd's, I don't know if it's a firing or a mutual parting of ways, has that put us in a position where Kyrie might not be back? What could the plan be? I would think if you're trying to move Kyrie Irving right now, you're obviously calling Washington, but they're not going to give you number one for him because of the opportunity to take a generational talent.
Yeah.
And that's probably true in each of the first three picks, and the Bulls at four are rebuilding, so they don't want a veteran. But at five, you have the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. Would the Clippers give you pick five for Kyrie Irving and 10?
Well, I did just see that LeBron, they're the favorite to land LeBron right now.
The Clippers are?
Yeah. So, I mean, are they looking at, I mean, we know about LeBron and Kyrie teasing playing. Yeah, they might. They might say, we'll give you five. Because if they're doing that, they're in a win now. They're trying to get, going veteran, and we're trying to nuke a championship.
Five's a great pick, but it's not like, oh my gosh, we feel like we might have just moved off of the next great.
Sure.
There's a chance that the fifth pick is the next great.
It is probably the best prospect you could imagine with a fifth overall pick in pretty much any draft.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of number five overall picks in the NBA draft, this is probably going to be the most impressive prospect that we've seen in a long time. I would be interested in doing that from a Mavs standpoint. If you're telling me I could get pick five in this year's draft and move on from Kyrie, then I'd be down for it. But in terms of the kid replacement, I love what you guys said about Sean Sweeney, because he does match the defensive prototype like Nick Nurse was. And getting to strip a little bit from the Spurs, who seem like they're about to be destined for a beautiful run here, taking something away from that a little bit, and having somebody with direct knowledge on the overall scouting report of the Spurs. I mean,
familiar with your current roster. I mean, he was with the Mavericks for how long? Yeah. 4 years?
Yeah. And I don't think he was one of the people that was on board with moving on from Luka.
Not at all.
So, Sean Sweeney.
I love Sweeney. I mean, Sweeney's got to be one of
right near the top. Of the top, and he's a candidate for a lot of these open gigs right now. So, hopefully that's a guy that they zero in on a little bit.
No.
I mean, right now, if you're looking at like mocks, Keaton Wagler, the Illinois point, will really just guard. He can play point guard, shooting guard, 6'5", 6'6 and a half wingspan. That's the mock there, but you could be looking at Kingston Flemings. He might be a little small. Acup could be back in consideration there. But, I mean, if you did that, you'd have pick 5 and 9. You add two quality players to pair with Cooper Flagg,
that would
all
be
of a sudden,
incredible.
Yeah, your future's looking pretty nice.
Well, it looks like Masai Ujiri is going to hold some media availability tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the AAC. So Ujiri's going to speak to the media tomorrow,
and then we're going to
give us some more answers.
We'll have Bobby Carell on tomorrow after the Rangers game, so he'll jump on with us at 6. I was trying to see if Bobby could come on now, but with All City, they got to do their own thing now, so we won't be able to get anybody live.
KNC has the Mavs' new GM, Mike Schmitz, on. That's on Thursday?
I believe so.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, I guess, nothing is former Mavs assistant Jamal Mosley, who Luka loved, was coach of Orlando Magic. Their season ended tragically. They let him go, but he just got the New Orleans Pelicans job. So he would have been on the short list of top coaching candidates out there. Yahoo Sports did an updated list just a couple of days ago. They got Thibodeau as number one. Becky Hammond is number two. Now in the WNBA, that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Mike Budenholzer, Bucks and Suns.
Budenholzer, yeah.
Budenholzer. Then Chris Quinn. Terry Stotts, former Mavs assistant, has a lot of experience. Jeff Van Gundy, that'd be hilarious if they bring him back. Sam Cassell, the former NBA point guard, 15 years in the league with the Celtics, 76ers, Clippers. He has made his way up as a top assistant.
Vogel, he's on the staff now.
I mean, the thing about Nick Nurse was Nick Nurse had never been a head coach before.
Yeah.
So, like, he's been willing to take a guy for his first time gig. So, in terms of, like, trying to build a case for maybe Sean Sweeney could be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he has been willing to take a chance on a guy who had never done it before, but they are clearly just saying, hey, let's start this thing from scratch, a brand new era. And fortunately, you have Cooper Flagg to build around. Yeah, I'm not tripping about it.
I like
it
what Jason
stretch.
Kidd did. I think Jason Kidd was a great head coach here. I mean, and they made the postseason twice. They went to the Western Conference Final, the NBA Final. Obviously, Luka had a lot to do with that, but I do think that he made really good coaching adjustments and proved that. I mean, he should get hired by somebody that needs a head coach this cycle. But I do think if you want to just remove yourself from the Nico Harrison era, that Luka decision, let's just go ahead and start this thing from scratch. Luka can return home here in a couple of years. Play with Cooper Flagg. Let's go win some NBA titles.
I love what you're doing, man. You're on the whiteboard right now connecting yarn strings.
Let's make it happen.
I mean, it clears out the Nico era, but it also clears out the Mark Cuban era, you know, the influence that he had that ends into the building to, you know, be the fly on the wall, so to speak. I think it cuts off Mark Cuban's information source maybe just a little bit more, but definitely a new era. And it stinks because ideally, to me, Jason Kidd would have been the head coach of this basketball team. He already got you to the West Finals and the NBA Finals, but you know things got weird. And I think, you know, as a new leader, if you have any inkling that people inside here in powerful positions might be unloyal to me or might be coveting my job, I don't want to start off this way. I want a clean slate with guys that I know are behind me, and we're all pulling in the same direction. So hopefully in the
look
end.
Look what you did, Nico.
Yeah.
Look what you did,
goodness.
Bro.
Yeah,
you're
just
right.
From NBA Finals 2 years ago this time, almost.
yeah.
to you're totally
now we're looking
rebuilding.
For a new coach like Jason Kidd's just growing trees or something out
yeah.
here.
It's yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we'll just go get another Hall of Fame point guard yeah. that won a championship with the organization.
No chance, coach. Rondo. 4'6", 9" no way. Rondo in Dallas, absolutely. I know today Stephen A. Smith was, I think, also trying to push for Rondo as a head coach. He's like, I think Rondo would be a great coach. No.
He's a flag football superstar.
Hell no.
He might be a good coach for somebody, but I don't think he should ever be for the Mavs after walking off the court in the middle of a playoff game.
Yes, no, absolutely no.
And all, yes, a lot of that was due to him hating Rick Carlisle.
And that's fine, but you can stay the hell
We've
away
cleaned
from the
house now, bro. Come on back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, we got, breaking news. The Mavs are now looking for a new head coach, and it is wild and unpredictable, and
hell
I can't
of a
wait
bases,
to
Will Chuck.
Thanks, buddy. I think I crushed that.
You brought the heat on that one, dude.
What do we got coming up next, Chief?
We got a hodgepodge, and we got more Jason Kidd conversation, and the one thing that is frustrating about Wemby that's next in the nation.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.